I'm Tamara.
And I'm Rael.
And this is the Fearful Friends podcast.
Yeah. Welcome, friends.
Hello, Tamara.
I have my little angel baby here. She's so sweet. She helped us out with our intro. Oh, thanks.
6-year-old podcaster.
Thanks, MM.
How was your week?
My week was really awesome.
You look extremely giddy.
Yes. So on Wednesday, I started semaglutide injections.
What is that?
So semaglutide is, originally it was for diabetics to help with their insulin resistance. But what they noticed is that people were losing a lot of weight because it was causing decreased appetite and getting fuller longer. So they're, you know, dropping weight. So now it's used kind of like off market as a weight loss drug. And people are having these like amazing results. But I was so scared because people also are having these really bad symptoms, like of nausea.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
which you're not a stranger to. Right. You had 9 months of it with Emily.
And I have nausea every day. I'm a tummy, you know, there's like a tummy ache girl and a headache girl. I'm both.
I think I'm headache girl right now. Yeah. Although most days I'm an acid reflux girl. Is that a thing?
Oh my God. Yeah.
Like all my coworkers know, oh, you can't eat that because it'll give you a heartburn. Because I literally say it so much. Everything I put in my mouth and I'm like, oh, I'm going to regret that in a minute.
Oh, God.
Anyways.
Yeah. No, this is like nausea, heartburn, indigestion, upset stomach, constipation.
Guess you can't take Pepto-Bismol.
No. But so I was all prepared. I got like ginger candy. I got
I love those. Gingins, the chewy ones.
Yeah.
Yum, yum, yum.
Got just fruit juice because I know that when I don't eat, like I need to have something in my stomach or protein. I will throw up.
You gotta get protein shakes.
Yes.
And shit.
Yes. I did order protein shakes and then it said they were delivered and they weren't. So
somebody ran off with your protein shakes.
So I gotta get more of those. I got some today. But
you should make your own.
I make my own protein coffee, but I just don't like protein powder in water or like milk or whatever. I just
get you a blender.
I have a
blender. All right. Get you some bananas and some chocolate protein powder and some peanut butter. That's double protein. If you get unsweetened peanut butter, it's low sugar.
I like that. Would be a really good dessert.
It is good. I drink it all the time.
Yeah. Because that's probably the only time I will whip out a blender.
Yeah.
I'm definitely not going to do it before work.
I make like a big ass batch of smoothies. And then like I have 3 cups in my fridge just ready to go.
You freeze it?
You can. I freeze everything.
Okay.
Smoothies don't last very long in my fridge though. But you could. Like, hell, I just froze some like old peaches that I like peeled, and then I was like, oh, here's some old spinach, and threw it in a blender and mixed it all up and put in my ice cube trays. Boom, peach spinach smoothie. It's pretty fucking good.
You have a lot of time.
I'm a trash panda. I refuse to waste anything.
Okay. Yeah, I'll do a protein coffee in the morning with like just a little bit of creamer and then protein.
Like protein powder you put in? I never thought of that. That'd be cool. That'd be like mocha.
Because I can do that real quick. But other than that, I just ordered some, like the Fairlife nutrition plan. I see so many good reviews about that because it has all, you know, it's a protein shake. But didn't get delivered. So
try again.
Yeah.
So this doesn't mean you're diabetic, right?
I think that if I were to get tested, they would say I'm pre-diabetic.
Okay.
That's just my assumption. Could be totally wrong.
But she's also too scared to go to the doctor.
I will not go to a doctor.
Which begs the question, how did you get your hands on these shots?
I did it online.
Are we advertising for
no.
For scary people?
No. No, it's a real doctor, and I had like an appointment and talked to her about it. And they send you the prescription in the mail.
You self-administer it?
Well, I don't do it.
Who does?
Rich. And I was like, I need you to give me this shot. Because at first I thought it was going to be like an EpiPen thing.
Yeah, that's what I assumed.
Nope.
Is it like an actual hypodermic needle?
Yeah, it's a needle. But it's like a teeny tiny little, it's so small. And of course, I was a huge chicken. He's like, you're not even going to feel this. And I'm like.
Oh my God. That's scary. That is scary.
Like, there's no way that I could do that myself. Because you can do it in your belly, your thigh, the back of your
arm.
One
of our friends just did IVF. And she was like, she opened her like Instagram page just specifically to show the whole process of everything. And it was like, God, like every single day, pinch, stab. And I'm just like, ah, I couldn't imagine doing it every single day.
No, no, I had to have Rich do it. And he was a pro. When I first asked him, he's like, oh, I don't know how to use needles. And I'm like, please, sir.
I wasn't going to say anything on the pod. We can cut that out.
Like, not only.
Like, I guess not your husband would be a good person to administer a shot.
Have you injected steroids? Okay. I'm pretty sure.
Pretty sure he's also dabbled a little
in the heroin.
Nope. Are we going to cut this out?
No.
Tamara, what if he listens?
In the pill. Listen. I'm not ashamed of it. Neither should he be.
He's clean now. In case anyone's wondering.
Squeaky clean. It's so annoying.
Very. Like, literally he. He replaced drugs with cleaning.
Yeah.
His home, his body.
Yeah, so clean that he gets nervous to take Advil.
Which anyway. Is hilarious.
Anyway.
It was really funny.
Yeah, but I don't know where I was talking. I don't know where I was. But I've had no symptoms. And they literally prescribe you Zofran, which is anti-nausea medicine.
That didn't work for you.
Right. They prescribe that to most people with the prescription, but I haven't had to use it. I feel amazing. However,
you better fucking knock on wood right now.
I am. Because
you know what's coming.
I'm on the lowest dose, and you're on that low dose for 4 weeks. So you have four injections, and then they up you. So like right now I'm at like an introductory dose. Mm. And most people, like, their first week is the worst. It's horrible.
Oh.
But
maybe they mean the first week of regular like, doses.
Maybe they do. And maybe it's going to be horrible. But
like I said, you just jinxed yourself. Just like I jinxed myself last week when I told a coworker, I have the best immune system of anyone in this building. I almost never get sick. 2 days later, my throat's scratchy.
Anyway, I feel really like I'm energetic and like.
She has, like, way too much energy.
It's weird. I feel so good. And I don't notice too much of
a decrease, like, in appetite.
Yeah. I definitely can feel, like, I know what it's going to feel like. Because I can feel it a little bit. And it's, like, just this feeling in your stomach. And I don't know how to describe it. But
hopefully it's not, like, fullness.
It kind of is, but it's okay. Like, I hope that that's what it is and not like nausea.
Not like bloating. That would suck. I don't feel like eating because I feel like I'm so bloated.
Yeah. God, I hope not. but I, knock on wood, I think that I have always thought that I could possibly have PCOS because of some of the symptoms, like inability to lose weight. Like, remember, I used to run at the beach.
You work every out so much.
And
you did fucking diet after diet after diet, and you tried to go keto and just like.
Yeah, I was keto for like 6 months.
Yeah.
Nothing changed. And I was working out.
I mean, you
out.
Definitely, like, it's not like you gained weight while you were working out.
No.
But
I could never lose. And the only time I actually have lost weight is when I was
the
pregnant.
The skinniest you ever were since I met you was when you were pregnant because you could not keep anything down. You were like starving, literally.
Yeah. I had such horrible food aversion and nausea that I lost 30 pounds during my pregnancy. So when I got pregnant, the day I got pregnant, I weighed myself. The day I came home from the hospital, and mind you, I was so bloated, like all over my body, like my feet and my legs were so swollen.
The day you came home after?
Yeah. But I weighed 30 pounds less than the day I found out I was pregnant when I came home from the hospital.
That's insane. And she was, Emily did not weigh 30 pounds.
No. No, she did not.
God, could you imagine a 30-pound baby? No, let's not go there. Sorry. I'm picturing a turkey for Thanksgiving. Sliding out.
Kid, stop. Yeah, so I always feel like that had to be like hormone related. Like, why am I only losing weight when I'm pregnant? Even
from starvation, yeah.
Even when I like got over the nausea, I still had no appetite. I need that now.
Yeah.
Not when I'm trying to grow a human.
Not when she's literally eating every calorie yeah. for you. Like, I need some more, please.
So, we'll see how it is. Yeah, I don't know.
Keep me posted. I didn't know you were doing that. It's fucking wild.
I know.
Maybe you do need to, like, if you are afraid of, like, polycystic ovary something. I forgot what the S stands for.
Syndrome.
Something.
Yeah, something. I do.
Because, like, if you do get, like, a cyst, I mean, it could make you, like, can it cause, like, ectopic pregnancies and...
I don't know, but I know that I have a lot of cramping and pain when I'm not on my period and not ovulating.
Yeah.
To the point, like, it feels like period cramps.
Yeah.
For...
I get that, like, the week before my period, but it doesn't, it's not, like, the constant cramping during my period.
Yeah, so there's that. Second awesome thing that happened just today.
Are you pregnant?
Like, no, five hours ago. Oh. I wish.
5 hours ago.
I got pre-approved for a mortgage.
Oh my God, Tamara.
It still doesn't look very promising because they pre-approved me for $400,000.
Okay. That's actually more than that I got approved for.
The mortgage guy said he wants me to keep it around 390.
And that mortgage guy's high off his ass.
Yeah.
No, and I'm you like, need to keep it around 3.
I'm like, I definitely cannot afford a payment for a mortgage that much.
Just because they offer you that much does not mean you have to go that high.
Yeah. Because
390.
The whole reason that we're in this situation and looking for a house is because my selfish ass landlords decide to raise our rent from $1,575 to $2,600. And don't worry, I haven't not had a sit down talk with them, but I will be. I've got numbers, percentages. I have their
lawyers,
their tax insurance information. I'm gonna have a sit down with them.
Yeah.
It's like a whole mold situation. They evicted my neighbors.
They condemned half of her house. Yeah. She lives in a duplex.
Yeah.
How is that possible?
I haven't had a shower. Like, one of my showers has been down for 2 months. And it's a shower in like the primary bathroom. Anyway. So that's why we're looking at houses, because we're like, $2,600. I really can't afford that.
And like, it just, Florida's such a fucking busy state. Like, people just keep moving here. It's jacking up all the prices of rentals and homes and stuff like that. Yeah. I was looking in Jupiter and I found two apartments for sale in the first apartment complex that you and I lived in. You want to guess how much they were asking?
$375 to $399.
Actually, it's not that high. Okay. $299. But think about that. We had two bedrooms. It was tiny. The carpet was disgusting.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a nice neighborhood. But do you want to live on that road again?
I don't want... Number one, I don't want to live on that road. Number two, I've only looked at the three bedrooms that they have in there. And that's where they're at. Like, $375.
That's a joke.
And
it's
yeah,
an apartment.
It's an apartment. They're redone. And they have, you know, beautiful kitchens and nice floors.
Yeah, depending on who the previous owner was. Yeah. It's not like a mandated thing that they get renovated, you know. No. These places look all just like owned. They did when you and I lived there.
Yeah. And not only that, like, I'm going from a 3-bedroom, 2-bath house with a backyard and, like, my own driveway and, like, living on, like, a dead-end street where my child can play outside. Yeah. I don't,
a neighborhood where like the neighbors are close and stuff like that.
Like, I don't want to downgrade. And also, I have a relationship with mom friends, and I know this, maybe this sounds totally...
Oh my God, it's so cute though, what's that the you word say you have mom friends.
What's the word for, like, conceited? Maybe this sounds...
Conceited,
but it's embarrassing to me because... We live in a neighborhood. She goes to school with
affluent people.
It's a very affluent area, yeah. And a lot of the people in her school live in the neighborhood that we're in now. The house prices are above the 400s. 400. Like, there's a 3-bedroom house. This is this wood plain house. The rent is $7,000.
Who is renting that?
There's a 1,300 square foot house. Why is it $7,000?
Who is renting that?
If you can afford first, last, security, that's like $2,100.
Right. Put that money down on a house.
Buy a house. I will never fucking understand that. Because it's a year lease. It's not like you need a place to stay while you're looking for... Whatever. Fuck it. I don't know.
It literally is just like greedy people knowing that they can get away with it. And it's kind of the same shit that your realtor is doing or whatever. Keep it to 390. He just wants the extra money.
No.
You need to work within your means. Yeah. Like, what the fuck is wrong with these people trying to sell us these houses that we can't fucking afford?
Yeah, it's absolute bullshit. And my landlord's just upping the rent because you want to, A, make more money because there's a housing crisis. Mm-hmm. Or B... outprice us so that we can't afford to live there and leave, and then you can sell the place.
Yeah.
You're just trying to, like...
get rid of your tenants without evicting.
Yeah. Without saying, oh, I'm not going to renew your lease.
Right, yeah.
Yeah. Because they're fucking cowards.
Well, we know that from the way that they're dealing with your neighbor situation.
Yeah. So, I don't know where we're going to move. I don't... But
you're making steps in the right direction.
Yeah. I mean, like, for our mortgage payment, and it's like it's an FHA loan, so they're telling us what the down payment is. So for the 390, they said it was a $13,000.
It's not as bad as I thought they would be.
Down payment. But that doesn't include any of the closing costs or tax stamp tag, whatever stuff.
Right.
So he quoted me for that amount. He quoted around $30,000 is like the average all in cash on the table. And I do not have $30,000.
Nope.
And B, he told me that in order for the bank to actually finalize the loan, they want to see a reserve of $36,000, like proof that we have $36,000. And I'm like, I don't have that.
For Matt and I.
I do not have that. Yeah. So, but that's exciting that we could possibly own a place.
I will definitely keep an eye out for you too. I love realtor.com.
There's a
hate
house.
The word. Love the website.
Realtor.
Realtor. I don't like it.
I don't know. I'm excited. It's all I do is look at Realtor now.
It's fun. It's fun to see what's possible. And also, it gives you, like, really bad FOMO. Like, I'm locked in now. But if the house behind me that just sold was up for the market, we'd be doing this podcast in a pool right now.
Okay.
In our beautiful A-frame vintage home.
See, that's what I'm missing in Florida. There's like no...
Dude, I gotta show you this page of this house. You would love it.
I love homes that have like this character and...
Remind me to send it to you. It's like, it's me. It's like in trees. On this neighborhood, like where do we... The trees are so thick that it's like dark and spooky.
All I hear is mold.
All I know, beautiful big yard. The house is literally a triangle. And if it was painted black with pumpkins outside, it'd be a Salem house. It'd be a fucking Salem house.
I know. I would love an all black, like Victorian.
I know, but we couldn't. See, like they could probably get away with it because of the shade. Mm-hmm. I couldn't get away with it here. Our house would literally go up in flames.
Yeah, that's true. It'd
be very hot.
I didn't even think of that. That's funny.
Why is the FPL bill $350 this month? Because the air conditioner never turned off. Anyway. So,
that's a journey. Taking two journeys this week.
I'm, like, excited to hear what happens.
All right, Tamara, are you ready to tell me a story? Holes
like Drano.
Nope, she's not.
So, I am really excited to tell you my story.
Should I be excited?
Yeah, because I don't know what it is.
Oh, yeah, that's right. She said, I'm going to surprise myself with my notes because I don't remember what I wrote about.
My memory is so horrible. In my defense, we were supposed to record last week and then we didn't. So.
That happens to me, too.
Are you ready to find out?
Yeah, it's like spin the wheel.
Okay, so the title just says January pod. It's February.
Are you sure you wrote notes?
Yeah. Okay, now I know what it is.
Oh, God.
Okay.
Should I be excited?
Yeah.
Cool.
I guess.
You don't think I like this story?
I think it's
good. The whole point is to distract me.
Listen, it's...
It can't be too scary, though.
It's not. I'm going back. Back to the beginning.
What is that? Are you singing?
Hillary Duff, maybe?
Why don't you let her sing it?
You bitch.
Burn!
Let's go back. It's a mysterious road trip.
Hold on. Nope, I got nothing. Give me one more clue. I'll get this.
Australia? You got nothing. Okay. Ready?
I'm thinking of a serial killer in Australia who would abduct hitchhikers. But
you're always thinking of a serial killer.
I actually am. Yeah. I'm always wondering, what's Eddie Gein up to? Nothing. He's dead.
Okay. On August 30th, 2016, police knock on an unlocked door at the home of the Trump family.
Trump?
Not the Trump family. Okay. That's... way too scary for this podcast.
Bitch, you got that right.
Trump. T-R-O-M-P.
Trump.
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 They lived in a rural town outside of Melbourne.
Oh, yeah, we're in Australia.
In Australia.
You mean it's not Melbourne?
It's not.
I'm just kidding.
But also... when I say it that way, like, I know that that's how they prefer it, but it also makes me, reminds me of, like, when people say mozzarella, and like...
Oh, you know what? You know what really grinds my gears? Ricold.
Yes!
Thank you. On purpose, when people ask me, where's your ricold? I go, you mean ricotta? Because... I just want them to go home that day, take that ricotta out, and go, do you know what this bitch at the store said to me?
I have to say, I love ricotta cheese.
I do too.
I do. I won't eat it by itself. I hope that's not where we're going.
Oh, I will.
Ew. What's it taste like? Is it good? I mean, I've had it in lasagna.
It has to be like a name brand. In order to, like, eat it out of the package.
It just seems like it would taste like if you put tofu in a blender. Like, it works in lasagna. I don't know what it do, but it's magic.
It's just, it's like creamy and yummy. Okay, moving on.
So, we're...
Anyway.
Go.
Melbourne. Because I know they're saying Melbourne, but they have an accent, but they just want it to be Melbourne. Okay, like my name is Tamara, not Tamara. Tamara for tomato. People to have accents. Okay, Tamara, just accept
my
it.
My name is Ariel, not Ariel.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Although I'll never correct you.
Yeah, me either. I'm so sick and tired of it. Oh, by the way, thanks for that name, Mom. Thank you. Because today, I said, oh, my name's Tamara, and they went, Tamara? And I'm like, yeah, Tamara.
That's so, like, not that uncommon. We also have someone who calls, do we already, hold on. Wow, cut that out. I just had a total weed moment. Sorry. I was like, we also have someone named Tamara. And I was like, wait a minute. That's literally what we're talking about. Sorry. Oh my gosh. I'll keep it together.
I also get called camera a lot. Like when I answer the phone at work, I'm like, yeah, hi, you know, thank you for calling, blah, blah. This is Tamara. And they're like, camera? And I'm like, yeah, my mom named me Camera. My middle name's Kodak.
My boyfriend's mom in high school called me Ralph because that's how I said my name was Rel, and she said, Ralph? Okay, Ralph. And then all my boyfriend's friends called me Ralph from then on.
Well,
good times.
Names. Thanks.
Names are hard.
Thanks, Robin.
At least you named your daughter something that nobody can screw up.
I know. Anyway.
I'm not mad at you, Robin. I'm sorry.
I'm mad. Stay mad. I'll never get over it. All right. So where were we? Okay.
Melbourne.
Yeah. So they lived in a rural town outside of Melbourne, Australia, on their red currant farm. And I think that's a berry. Currant. Red currant.
Yeah.
Where all five members of the family worked.
That sounds what a dream. What a dream. A rural town.
Not so much.
Oh.
I mean, I would love it. Like, I see those houses. Dude. That farm? Are like,
I'll live off the land. Yeah. Say fuck you to technology. Just coast.
If you see those houses that are like listed for like $11,000, like out in the middle of nowhere, and you have to like tear them down, and how nice would that be?
Amazing, like, wonderful.
Like, I'll just start an OnlyFans, and no one else will have to work, and won't have to leave the house.
That's true. I never want to leave the house again.
And then you just, we have to live together. I mean, like on the same property. We're going to live together. And then like you can just garden.
Are we still going to do that sky tunnel that we talked about? The bridge?
Either sky bridge or underground bridge.
Underground might be too scary. What if it's dark outside? Well, the tunnel will be dark all the time. I'm spiraling.
No. The tunnel is going to be like retro 70s themed, like
why,
like flower power. So we're
gonna roller skate through the tunnels to each other's houses.
Anyway, I'm just saying it won't be scary.
Brush up on my skating.
Yeah, it's gonna be like avocado green tile on the ground and nothing scary about it.
Scary.
Okay.
All
right, I am two lines into this.
Wow. I'll do better.
Yeah. Okay. So this family consisted of mother and father, Jacoba. And I think they call her Kobe for short. Jacoba.
Oh my God, this is starting to sound familiar. Maybe.
And Mark. So that's the mom and dad. And then they had three adult children. Rihanna was 29. Mitchell's 35. And Ella is 22. So Rihanna and Ella had actually been the ones to call in the police department and report their parents missing. Police decided to enter the residence to investigate.
Ugh.
Yeah. Like, so they arrived at the house and it was so suspicious that they were like, we need to go in. You know. Okay. I don't know how warrants work in Australia, but.
In Melbourne?
Yeah. The state of the home was baffling. It appeared to them that the family had scrambled to leave in a hurry. Police also found that the family had been going through years of financial reports and documents were piled all around the home. Like, it was very evident that they were looking for something specific.
Okay.
They also left behind all of their passports, credit cards, and 4 of the 5 families' cell phones.
That's weird.
Mm-hmm. This discovery indicated to the police that the family did not want to be tracked and purposely went off the grid, or that they were instructed by someone to leave all of these items home to possibly keep police off their trail. Or they were afraid that somebody else would be tracking them.
Okay. I'm scared.
Outside, the police found 4 of the family's cars were still there, and eerily, they all had the keys in the ignition.
Okay, so one family member killed everyone and ran off. Except they don't have the bodies.
Right.
One family member is an alien, abducted everyone, and ran off.
She's going with aliens early. I love it.
It's the only thing that makes sense. Is this an unsolved?
Kinda. So, I again reference that song. It says...
Shut up. Fast lane literally or whatever?
No.
Fastball?
It says, now let's go back. Back to the beginning.
Oh, so I fucking hate you. Why did I say fastball?
Because that was a song about the other mysterious road trip. Was it fastball? Who knows?
It's fast something.
So we're going to go back. The day before the police arrived. So this is August 29th, 2016. In case you forgot the year. Because
I did forget.
Every time I listen to podcasts, I'm like, are we in the 20s or are we in the 1700s?
I always just assume we're in the 70s.
Yeah, I don't know.
Everything bad happened in the 70s.
It's 2016, 9 years after I graduated from high school.
Oh, now she admits it. But when I say it, it's a problem.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. I don't make the rules here.
Okay. Hold on.
The day before, the police had been called, all 5 members of the Tromp family abruptly left together in Ella, who's the youngest daughter, her SUV. And it's actually called...
Oh my god, Ella killed everyone. How old is Ella? 22?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, go on. Sorry. I'm putting together a
her
play.
Her SUV is called a Peugeot.
I know what a Peugeot is. It's a French car.
Yeah, it kind of reminds me of a Subaru. It's like a smaller SUV.
I hope it's actually a French car. I'm pretty sure it's a French car.
Who knows?
I learned that from Top Gear.
I don't even know what that is.
Jeremy Clarkson.
Don't. And no idea.
Richard Hammond. And mm-mm. Okay.
Nope. Ugh, can't figure that out. James anyway. So they left in her SUV altogether. Mark and Jacoba forced their kids... /adults. Adult
I know.
Children.
You keep throwing me off when you say kid. I'm like, these are grown-ass people. One of them is older than me.
The children. Yeah, you know what I mean.
The family's youngest.
There you go.
Maybe.
The people that they bore.
They live with their babies. Sorry. Let's move on.
So, they instructed... No, they didn't instruct. They forced their kids to leave their phones behind and told them that they could only bring cash.
Okay.
Yeah. Because you can't track a credit card. Like, why don't you just not use your credit card? Whatever.
Okay. I solved it. They were going through financial documents.
Is it aliens?
No. The parents are like Bernie Madoff.
Yeah. You know those red currant farms.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that.
Yeah.
Sorry. We can cut all that out.
So they headed north 30 kilometers. I will not do the math. Don't make me.
I won't.
No. It's kilometers.
Yeah.
So 30 kilometers into the trip, the parents realized that their son Mitchell had snuck his phone with him, and they forced him to throw or chuck it out the window, as Australians would say.
I would say that too. It's not just not strictly an Australian phrase.
Listen, I love Australian accents, and I also love all their little like phrases. I work them into my vocab now, like. Sunglasses are Sunnies.
Oh.
McDonald's
everything
is Mecca.
Everything just sounds so happy. You remember that Bob's Burgers episode when Tina meets the guy from Australia? at the math competition? You should watch that episode. It's exactly what you're... It's my skibby wibbies. He's like... Anyways, I can't remember.
I love it. It's Brekkie. We're going to have Brekkie. I say that
every day. I carry a product called Brekkie. I didn't know that was Australian. It makes sense like now.
A slang. Anyway, so I just wish I could do an Australian accent.
Me too.
Razor blades. Supposed to be razor blades.
Pretty good.
Okay. Anyway.
Say it again.
Razor blades. What are you supposed to say?
There's another thing that I heard. It's like, say water or something, and it's supposed to say something else in Australian. I don't know.
I reference this whole thing
wildly at her phone
off of a podcast from Australia that I listen to all the time. Like, it's one of like my main podcasts on rotation. It's called Do Go On. And I, even though I listen to this accent all the time, I still can't do it. Anyway, so that's the reference. Do Go On. So Mitchell would later say that he did not want to go on this trip with them, but he went along to ensure their safety because this was not a normal off-the-grid family road trip.
I would assume not.
Yeah. It's not like they were like, hey, we're not going to have any technology. We're just going to go as a family and enjoy each other. No. He knew that something was going on with his
parents. Yeah, you're not going to need that where you're going.
Yeah. This family, prompted by the parents, was fleeing from an unknown terror. They continued on their journey the rest of the day and late into the night north toward Bathurst, New South Wales. This was about 760 kilometers north of their home. So they arrive in Bathurst. It's the early morning of the 30th now, which is the day that the police went to their house. So that hasn't happened yet. Mitchell manages to slip away from his family when they arrive at Bathurst early that morning, and he boards a train back home to escape whatever's going on. He was like, I cannot deal with this anymore.
Okay.
However, like, it's still odd to me that, like, you know that something's going on. And
he didn't go to any authorities or anything?
Yeah. Instead, you just, like, leave and let them handle it.
Why would they let him leave?
I mean, he's an adult. I don't know. It says he slipped away, so.
Oh, like he snuck out. Gotcha.
I think so.
Yeah, that's weird.
Yeah.
Fishy.
Yeah, so he didn't make any calls. He didn't alert anyone to the danger, the trouble that his parents or his family was in. He just goes home. Which, whatever. Yeah, especially when he had decided he was going to go to keep them safe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sounds fishy.
So the four members left, decided to head southeast now to the Jenolan Caves in the Blue Mountains, which is, it's like
wonderful.
Just southeast of Bathurst. So they went north and now they're going southeast. These caves are a natural wonder and a beautiful place to see in a road trip. But, like, why are you going there? We have already established and found out this is not a road trip that you're taking.
To dispose of bodies.
Maybe. Mm-hmm. Like, who, are they on, like, a random, they're just, like, driving? Or, like, are they trying to go somewhere?
Nobody knows. Tell us!
No one does know. Anyway, so they get to the caves, and Rihanna and Ella decide to leave their parents now.
Okay. There's some form of verbal abuse going on.
There's no reason given as to why they made the decision to leave, but to me, it's very apparent that it was a desperate move, because in their urgency to flee, they leave Ella's SUV with their parents and steal a car to get back home. I don't know where they got the keys.
Yeah, that's desperate.
Right.
Again, did they go to the authorities?
So they do. They are the ones that call the police.
Okay. So why would they send the police to the empty home?
That's another thing. They tell the police their parents are missing.
Yeah, this is where they're driving. I snuck out from like their car or whatever.
Yeah, that's not what happens. That they report that their parents are missing. They had just been with their parents. They know where their parents are. It's
that's very weird.
Yeah, it is weird to me. So in the middle of their driving, they reach a gas station. And at this point, Ella and Rihanna separate from each other just at a random gas station. Like, you are in the middle of, like,
fleeing something.
Yeah. You're not
home. Why would you want to be alone right now?
So it's never known why they do this. Ella continues to drive home in the stolen car. This is all still going on the 30th.
Okay.
Rihanna stays in Goldburn, which is where that gas station was, after her sister leaves. She's found shortly after by a local who was driving down the road and felt a kick to the back of his chair. He finds Rihanna in the back seat of his ute. Do you know what a ute is?
A car?
It's a truck. Like a pickup truck.
That's cute.
It was a Ford F-150. Anyway, she's not able to answer any of his questions. She doesn't know her name. She doesn't know where she is.
This is the youngest daughter?
No. The oldest.
Oh, sorry.
She is found basically in a catatonic state.
Jesus.
So he takes her to the local hospital. Like, she is in the back of someone's car. Fucking creepy.
Probably hiding.
Yeah. Like,
why else would you jump in the back of someone's car? Maybe she was trying to hitchhike without permission.
Yeah, but she's in a catatonic state. What? At the hospital, they can't get any information from her, but they are able to identify her. But she was not reported missing at this time.
No.
More like at all.
At this time, were her parents reported missing?
Yes. This is after they are the ones who reported their parents missing.
So, okay. y'all already got me confused.
I know. That night, Ella makes it home. The police are at her home searching. It's never stated what happened when she gets home, because nobody talked about that I could find. But, the next day, on August 31st, Mitchell arrives home from all the trains. He took numerous trains to get home. So,
it's literally that episode of How I Met Your Mother where all five of them take different ways to get to the same place to see who gets there faster. One takes the subway, one takes the bus, one takes a cab, one runs the whole way, Marshall against the machine.
So Mitchell arrives home. He does not call the police. The police have been to their house, but as far as they're concerned, they're looking for the missing parents that are missing from their house.
Right.
He doesn't tell them about this road trip or his concerns. That doesn't happen.
What the hell happened?
The police report that Mitchell and Ella are unaffected by the mental emergencies that the other family members were experiencing. So, I mean, afterwards, they report that they were totally normal. But to me, like, in hindsight, like, no, they were not totally normal because all this other stuff's going on and they're not talking about it. I don't know.
This is all very weird.
Yeah, like, Ella just left her sister at a gas station.
Yeah.
She stole a car.
The other one was found in a pickup truck.
Yeah. Meanwhile, Mark and Jacoba drive south to Wangaratta. Another place. It's like this.
That's what it sounds like.
Suburby type place. And they did have like links to this town. I couldn't narrow down what it was. They either owned property or had family that did, but okay. Whatever. Either way, they had some ties
there.
At this point, the two become separated. A couple
this
in
is the mom and dad.
Yes, they become separated. A couple in Wangaratta, another couple who were out playing Pokemon Go, Do you remember? This was 2016.
Do I remember? My husband still plays Pokemon Go. I know. On the daily.
That noise that like
triggers me.
That little like chirp noise. Like I can't even do it. But
everyone at work is playing it too. I'm just like, do y'all not get paid to be here? Like what? Get off your fucking phones.
But remember it in 2016. Like it was insane. No,
I don't remember it getting big until COVID.
No, listen.
I don't remember 2016.
The day after I found out I was pregnant with M, I saved this. Rich texts me and goes, "How are you feeling?" And as I'm trying to type back and respond to him, he sends me another text message that goes, "Have you heard of this new app, Pokemon Go?"
That was the day we lost Rich.
Honestly, like, that's what I needed, though. But and early on in my pregnancy, we started taking walks and playing Pokemon Go.
Yeah, it was like the only way I could get him to walk.
Yeah. So it was definitely in 2016. It was huge. And we would go to like areas where they had the like the fighting areas.
Population. Yeah.
And there was like crowds of people. It was so crazy.
Good Lord. Like I don't remember. I could have sworn it was like 2020 when it got super like hype.
I think I had a resurgence just because people needed something to do and you could go walk around outside.
Yeah.
But anyway.
Okay. Well,
that's my story about Pokemon Go.
Good Samaritans with Pokemon Go about to help these people out. Maybe. Probably not by the sounds of it.
They report a tailgater that followed them for miles and pulled up behind them as they pulled over. They say that the driver then got out, walked toward their car, then stopped in the middle of the road, turned around, and walked into the woods.
What in the fuck? What are these people on? Yeah. This is, like, kind of scary.
They identified this man as Mark.
Okay.
And police began searching for him in this area. The woods were actually a park.
Jacoby, where is she?
Okay. And in some unknown way, when they separate, Jacoba walks. She ends up traveling back north. But Mark has the car.
By foot.
Yeah. I don't know. They don't know, but she doesn't have the car. She ends up north. And then on the next day, so we're at September 1st now, she's found wandering in the town of Yass. Y-A-S-S.
I'm sure that they don't appreciate all the jokes made about their little town.
Maybe they're really leaning into it.
Yes!
So she's found wandering in a confused state, trying to board public transportation. She's taken to a local hospital where she's identified and then moved to the same hospital as Rihanna, okay. Both to receive mental health treatments.
I think this whole family was fucking drugged. Like, Rufalin.
I think at this point, they both didn't know who they were, what was going on when they were in the hospital.
That is
nothing.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Mark was believed to still be in Wayne Garada from the reports of the people playing Pokemon. More reports came in from a motel that a man matching Mark's description had broken into one of the rooms to sleep. They found like food and wrappers and he had like showered and all that.
He's lucid enough to take a shower.
Yeah. Mitch and Ella go on TV to plead for help finding their father. They state they are just as confused as everyone else, and they were baffled by their parents' behavior.
Okay, but I'm they also were with them.
Baffled by their behavior.
Yeah.
And they're like, we don't know what's going on.
I don't know what's going on.
6 days after this crazy trip began, Mark is found on the side of the road by the Wayne Garada Airport.
Did he get hit by a car?
Nope. He's held at the police station for...
Oh, he's alive?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. He's held at the police station for a few hours and then released into his brother's care. He's also a police officer. not brought to the hospital, whatever. Okay, I didn't make that decision.
He was the only one that not only he's found on the side of the road. He didn't get hospital attention or mental health care.
Yeah.
What is going on?
On the way out of the police station, he's photographed flicking off the media camped outside the police station.
That's punk rock. no other way to be.
He did later apologize for this and thank the public for their concern for his family. But I'm saying don't apologize.
Own it.
Beautiful. I love a double middle finger.
The sass.
Come on. It's beautiful. I support it anyway.
Did you call him Eddie?
No, I said I support it anyway.
Oh.
Anyway. You can please cut out anytime I say anyway or so.
Oh, I do.
Okay.
Or
thanks. Yeah. The family is back together. But they state they have no idea why this occurred. They said there was a buildup of stress and anxiety. They don't say what the stress and anxiety is from. But eventually the buildup got to be too much and it caused them to think there were people after them. And that
the whole family. Apparently. It convinced 5 adults to think the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
That's fair.
Yeah. They also feared for their lives. And so they felt their only solution was to flee.
Okay.
Yeah.
5 people just deserting their family members?
I kind of feel like they aren't sharing all the information.
Yeah, definitely not.
Maybe they still are confused and they really don't know like the full extent to it, but I think that they know more than they're sharing, but whatever, that's absolutely their prerogative.
I mean, it's not their prerogative when it comes to a crime. Has a crime been committed? Where's Jacoby?
Jacoba. They did steal a car, but the owner of the car
was like, it's fine.
Yeah, he realized what happened. There was like a mental break and he didn't press charges.
Well, that was very nice of him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I guess.
Yeah, and it's odd that like Mitchell and Ella, who were like quote unquote not affected by this, didn't have an idea either of what events spiraled into them fleeing their home in fear.
Yeah. Bullshit. Table.
There are theories about the family being linked to the mob.
Does Australia have a mob? Well, I guess every country might have a mob.
I don't
know. That's the title for the episode. Every country has a mob.
Okay. Do they?
I don't know.
Okay. It's also linked to drugs, cults, toxic chemicals like mold. My enemy at the moment. but police investigation turned up nothing, not even financial issues or past mental health issues. So like they had all their financial documents.
Why are they going through all over those if they didn't find anything?
Yeah, there was nothing wrong. Like everything was great with them personally and the farm, and they even had like a land moving business, whatever the heck that means. I don't know, like digging
dirt,
I guess. Like that was all good, but like I don't know, land moving, mobs, burying people, who knows?
Oh, I didn't even think about that.
I still am not even like 100% sure what land moving is.
I feel like it's like soil moving, maybe sod.
So this family was squeaky clean. What it probably was is that they were overworked. It said that they worked 7 days a week to keep their farm running.
Physical?
Keep their business. Like, yeah, it's physical labor.
Stuff every day?
And
that's a lot.
Yeah. And they say that it was probably a folie à deux situation. You've heard of that?
Yeah.
The psychosis of two.
Could also be like, you know, like everybody is convinced that somebody's after them. Mass hysteria.
I like the mass hysteria better than Folly Ado because, I don't know. It's English, I guess, maybe. Yeah, so, like, the mass hysteria, like, maybe, like, the dad who seemed to have the symptoms the worst, mm-hmm. you know, he started feeling this. And then the mom and then the kids and, like, maybe Mitchell and Ella were like,
okay, I got like, a dip.
is something going on? Like, what's going on? I'm going to go with them. But at the same time, their behavior is really suspicious to me.
And it still doesn't explain. I mean, like, to be put into a catatonic state, like, you had to have seen something. I mean, this isn't just like, I'm so scared I can't move. Like, something had to make you.
Okay. My conclusion that nobody's talking about. Let me hear you say it, Rel.
Aliens.
Exactly.
Exactly. I have to say it right.
Mm-hmm.
Aliens.
Yes. So what I need to know is, did we check their bodies for odd marks?
Probably not, because one of the guys didn't even go to the hospital. Actually, three of them.
So how'd you like my distraction?
Oh my God, was that the end?
That is the end. We don't.
Tamara, you literally didn't answer any questions.
They didn't answer any questions.
Well, that is a true mystery.
Mm-hmm.
What the hell? I need something more. Maybe I need to do some research into this.
Do it. Honestly, if you find anything else,
you're like, let me know.
It infuriates me.
Okay, here's the thing. It's fucking aliens.
Yeah.
There's no other explanation.
Mm-hmm.
No other rational, scientific, possibly medical explanation. Okay. Well, it certainly was a distraction. You had me going.
Good. I'm glad.
Ugh, now it's my turn to write notes.
Mm-hmm.
I have the hardest time picking stories.
I already know what my next one's going to be.
Well, it must be nice to just always know.
I've been listening to this new podcast called Rattled and Shook, and it's from Tenderfoot, the same company that does Radio Rental.
Oh, yeah.
And
I still need to listen to that.
I love it. And it's new, so there's not as many episodes, so I blew through them so quickly.
Oh.
And they're shorter, like 30 to 40 minute episodes.
Yeah.
But it's kind of the same concept where people like call in, and some of them are like actors reading it and some of them are the real people. They call in and they're mostly like really creepy stories that are true, which is, I just love it.
I'd be down for that.
Yeah.
I need a new
It's called Rattled and Shook, and they're, I think they're like folio artists.
What the hell's a folio?
They do like the background sounds and like they do sound effects, but it just makes for like a really good produced podcast where they have like backtracks and
yeah, it's like, it's that really one cool guy, the scary podcast that we listen to. He does all of his own music. Let's Not Meet. Jeez.
Oh yeah.
Sorry, that was bothering me.
Yeah. You like notice like a difference between the beginning and now, because he's added a folio artist into his.
Oh, I didn't know that. Well, he used to do, I guess he used to do his own stuff,
mm-hmm.
but it was always like the perfect songs, and he would always hit that note right at the scary part and get my shackles raised.
Yeah. So if you have an interesting story, a scary story, a crazy work story,
send a distraction, us anything,
send us an email to
feelforfriendspodcast@gmail.com.
Yep. And
follow
rate
us on Instagram and TikTok.
Yep. Rate, review, subscribe. Please help us grow our podcast. If you could just tell one person, if you like our podcast, tell someone.
We're doing our best. Yeah,
it helps so much. You know, we love everyone that listens because they're our family mostly.
Hi, Kenzie.
Give us a review on Apple Podcasts, because that seems to be the best place.
Yeah. And thanks for listening.
Bye, friends.
Bye.